Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. It is very beautiful in the tower room of the air castle today. Beautiful sunlight streams through the window which faces the land of every day. And a quaint, rosy glow illuminates the land of make-believe. Pretty soon, clickety-clack, happy little, funny little wooden man will arrive with Bugler Murphy and President Kip, Mr. Yip, the little wooden dog, perhaps the little gingerbread man, and perhaps some of our other friends. While we are waiting for them, shall we sing the song which President Kip wrote some time ago about the land of upside down? He used to live there, and he knows more about the land of upside down than anyone else. There's a tender memory that is always haunting me, for it takes me back to days of yore. If you listen, little man, I will tell you if I can of the different things I'm longing for. Oh, the rabbit makes no tracks, for he walks upon his back in the happy land of upside down, where the bells all blow and sing and the whistles loudly ring in the happy land of upside down. There's a little cottage there with its basement in the air and its attic firmly resting on the ground. Oh, how I used to laugh and shout as my home turned inside out in a wondrous land of upside down. Little fish were in the trees barking lovely melodies in the happy land of upside down, while the robins used to dive in a sea that was alive with seaweeds red and orange, blue and brown. I would take my little boat, I would hitch it to a goat for a jolly little drive around the town. How the women folks would cry as they see me passing by in a dear old land of upside down. Every day we'd light the light to make up for such dark nights in the pretty land of upside down. And I never would find fault with my candy made of salt in the happy land of upside down, where the baby was the mayor and his father nestled there in a crib the other children wheeled around. Oh, I think I'll travel back on a train without a track to the wondrous land of upside down. And that's the song about the land of upside down, a very, very strange place indeed. We once sang that song to a tiny little baby boy, and he went to sleep before we finished it. We were thinking of him as we were singing. And thinking of him reminds us of another little song which you may not have heard before. It's entitled Bye, Sleepy Bye. Good night to the sun.
dancing dolls asleep, and the kid is old. Never fear, they all will keep their faith with you. Bluebird, red birdie fly, so high into the sky with you. When do you go to your bye?
Here he comes. Clickety clackety clickety clack, little wooden man. One foot high. Hello, clickety clack. Oh, and Bibliomaphia here too, dressed in a splendid aviator's uniform. Oh, I'm delighted to hear that. You mean to say that President Pip has decided to take another trip? Oh, that's very interesting indeed. Hello, Yip. Here's Yip, little wooden dog. Hi, and he's just dancing around the room. And here is our little friend, the little gingerbread man. Hi, and he's always dancing around in circles, it seems to us. Don't you like him, no clickety-clack? Well, I should say, he's always so cheerful. Hello there, little gingerbread man. How are you today? Fine, thank you. Oh, he scampers around the room so fast, sometimes we can hardly keep track of him. Oh, you want to go to the land of upside down with us? Is that where we're going, Bibliomaphy? President Pip said so. President Pip said so. Well, then we must be on our way to the land of upside down. A very, very strange land it is. And little gingerbread man, it may be a little bit difficult for you to get adjusted to being, well, in the land of upside down, standing on your head, as it were. Here comes President Pip now, up the winding stairway. Aye, we can just see his long white beard and his shiny hair. Hello, President Pip.
Oh, goodness me, howdy-do. So, you know, it was me coming upstairs, I guess, all right?
Yes, I should say.
Well, you know, goodness me, I've been walking around the air castle and taking in an invoice of everything.
You have, President Pip.
Certainly, the president is supposed to do that, you know. And I've been taking invoice. We have, I don't know how many different things. You know, what I'm doing now, of course, naturally, you understand that it's getting around time for me to think about helping Santa Claus a little bit, making different toys and so on and so on and so forth.
Oh, yes, President Pip, I should say so. And have you heard from him lately?
And a telegram from the North Pole. Now, here's what he wants me to do. He wants me to invent a new kind of wonderful toy that will make the children laugh and clap their hands with joy when they see it, and then it will last quite a while and be a nice toy for them. So I'm going to the land of upside down and have a consultation.
You are, President Pip? Oh, you mean with your old friend, the mayor?
Yes, Charlie the mayor. So we haven't any time to lose. You better come with us, story man.
Oh, I should say so. I wouldn't miss it. Thank you for inviting me. Clickety-clack is on his way upstairs now. Oh, it's so thoughtful of you, President Pip, to go to the land of upside down for an idea. I think perhaps we might find something there very unusual indeed.
Yes. I'm going to invent a different kind of a jumping jack for one thing, and I'm going to invent a little automobile that'll run around in circles, and then all of a sudden it'll back up and it'll start out again and go scooting right out through the door, through the kitchen, out the kitchen door, and down the backyard and up the street, and goodness me, I don't know what all.
Oh, I don't think that would be very practical, would it, President Pip? You see, if the children are playing with that little toy and they still have on their little pajamas Christmas morning and it runs up the street, what would they do?
Oh, I never thought of that. Goodness me, can't do that then. They can't be running way up the street in their pajamas. Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we are on the tower. Very nice up here.
Oh, Reeves. I'll take the old canvas off the airplane. There you are.
Very nice of you, President Pip, to always take such good care of your things.
Oh, I always keep them where they belong, put them in order and everything. Well, get in, Pinkie Pie. Little gingerbread man, come on. It's going to be your first ride in the airplane. Well, you're not afraid, are you?
Oh, come on, little gingerbread man. Clickety Clack and Bugle Murphy and all of us go every once in a while. We get in this airplane and go.
Certainly, it's called the Spirit of Adventure. My own invention runs on the sneeze motor and operates by Red Pepper. Goodness me, never fails, never fails.
Yes, all right, little gingerbread man. You can sit in the front seat with us if you'll go. All right, he'll go. Clickety Clack and Bugle Murphy are in the back seat now. That's it.
Only not too far either. Hey, Story Man?
Yes, President Pip.
All right, where are my goggles? Oh, I always lose my goggles. Goodness me, where are they?
I think they're tucked under your beard there, President Pip.
Yeah, well, all right, then. Thank you very much. I'm wearing my green and pink goggles today, so be sure and see everything inside. All right, contact.
All right, President Pip.
Hop in, hop in. Hurry up, hurry up. Oh, goodness me. All right, here we go.
Ah, little gingerbread man, don't lean out too far, little gingerbread man. Yes, your first ride in an airplane. Oh, and this airplane of President Pip's called the Spirit of Adventure. Oh, it goes ever so fast. You've never ridden in an airplane that can go faster. Well, there isn't any airplane that can go faster.
You see, the atmosphere in the land of make-believe is much lighter anyway, and we go about 10, 15 times as fast as any other airplane in the land of everyday. Oh, look below, Story Man. Great big steamer on the ocean.
Oh, just see it.
Hooray! Wonder where it's going. Oh, my. Might be going to Africa. Might be going to India. Might be going any place at all. Goodness me.
Oh, careful there, Bigly Mary. Careful there, whatever you do.
Well, goodness me. You're just about... Just about on our way. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go twice as fast, and I'm going to start up another propeller. Oh, you just watch how we go now. Oh, what do you think of that?
Oh, President Pip, we're going ever so fast now. We'll soon be there, children. And if you will listen tomorrow, you will hear something exciting. Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.